Please be seated. I'm going to be moving around because I'm talking to kids, and if I move around, then they have to sit still. Right? Or either way. Let me just move this. We're going to be doing some things here, and I'm going to engage the children and ask them for some help. And I've started with my own grandchildren because they know I'm called Papa, and they know Papa needs lots of help. Yes. And so Lily is already helped by reading that abridged version of the Genesis story for me. And thank you, Lily. And I also want to say that I didn't know they were going to show up, but good friends of ours, showed up this morning. You know, sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't. Now we see them. And Ron and Sherry, it's so nice to see you here with us. Yes. They're fascinating, wonderful, delightful people. You didn't come to church to get that, but you got it. Now, I want to talk about our theme that we're having this summer that the worship committee thought would be good for us to focus on. It's called Learning to Love. So I keep an eye on Carrie because she's our chairperson and she keeps us on the straight and narrow, and if she frowns, then I know I'm getting off track. But one of the things I do know, yeah, there you go, thank you. One of the things we need to know about love, because so often when we talk about it, particularly in church settings, it's very abstract. Like it's out there. Maybe sort of inside too, but it's not clear when we talk about it sometimes. Well, we have one word in English called love, and you know, you go to the Greek and you know, they have three words for it. It's not a simple matter. All right, who knows the three words in Greek for love? Agape, good. Good. All right. What happened to caritas? Caring. Hey. I graduated from seminary in 1966, so it's been a while. Now, what I want to emphasize is, as people, we learn by doing, and we learn to love by doing together. We start off as children that way, and if we're really wise and we get it as adults, that doesn't stop. And I'm going to share a different story about two brothers besides Cain and Abel, because their story didn't end so good. And we want your story to end better, right? Brother and sister. That counts too, right? We learn to love by doing together. And you think of all the things and all the ways we get to know each other and get to know who we are. Isn't it through doing and doing with others? Now, once upon a time, there were two brothers. The older brother was one of these people who was very mechanically gifted, and he liked to fix things, and he liked to do things, and he was very singularly minded. And if he saw something and he wanted to go off in this direction, even as a little kid, he'd go off in this direction. And by golly, he was a frustrating kid to his mother sometimes. So much so, have you ever seen one of these kids where they get a harness for the kid? And maybe it's a good idea to keep him from running out in traffic, right? Well, the older brother was that kind of fixed, determined person. And then came along the younger brother. And the younger brother was a happy, jovial kid, and his mother wanted him to do this, he'd do that happily. If she wanted him to do that, she was happy to do it. Well, she didn't mean to, but the mother kind of spoiled that happy, easygoing younger child. You can recognize the temptation in there. So she spoiled the younger brother. And he could turn out to be a real pain in the neck brat. A real brat. He would sneak up behind his big brother sometimes just for the heck of it. He thought it was fun. Give him a whop in the back. And before the big brother could do anything about it, he'd run fast. And it turned out he was a really fast runner. Well, can you imagine having a brother that was so bratty that would do that to you? But sometimes too, though, it just kind of worked out. You would do something together. Well, as it turns out, with these two brothers, there were woods behind their house, and their father would take them out into the woods, and the father and the older brother would saw the log, and they'd have the younger brother go and chop the wood with a hatchet. And you know, that was kind of fun, because at the end of the day, they'd have some firewood for the fireplace. In the wintertime, when it was cold, you'd have a fireplace and get around the fireplace and roast marshmallows, get warm, toasty, yummy, and the father would tell stories and it'd be entertaining. Oh, wasn't that lovely? So going out in the woods and doing that together was a good thing. And the younger brother was happy to do that. And the older brother, who was very determined and focused, said, it's a good thing to do. So as time went by, they got very good at going out and getting the wood and sawing the logs and chopping the kindling and splitting the wood. Pulling that saw, the big brother got pretty strong. And you know, the younger brother doing all that chopping with a hatchet, and then he got bigger, he used an axe doing all the splitting of the wood. He got a very good swing. And they would get the wood together, and they'd have that fireplace fire still, even as bigger as it, enjoy the roasted marshmallows. Anybody here too old to enjoy a roasted marshmallow?
No.
All right.
I like s'mores.
S'mores. Well, yeah. That would be a good addition. So these two brothers actually got along. They learned to love each other because there was something they really learned to do together very well. Matter of fact, one day there's a newfangled contraption that came out called a chainsaw. And neighbor came along, told the father, you should get a chainsaw. And he said, what do I need a chainsaw? I got these two boys. Yeah. So, oh, by the way, the two brothers, their pictures are on the front of the bulletin. And the story has a happy ending, by the way, because the two brothers really became friends. And the skill that they developed working together turned out to be wonderfully helpful to them. Because that big brother, it took a lot of patience and determination to teach that younger brother how to work a saw. And the younger brother got pretty good about learning to take direction and listening. Mm-hmm. So the story has a happy ending, unlike the Cain and Abel story. Does anybody know which brother is which? Anybody recognize? Oh, said that back row. All right, which one in the picture is the, who are the people in the picture, Ezra?
One of them's
you. Yeah? And which one is me? The younger one or the older one? Younger one, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm the younger one. Easy going, happy, jovial all the time. But also learn to listen. And you know, if you get into the kind of work I've done in ministry and in government work, supervising people and managing a program, and I worked in the SNAP program, food stamp program, that ability to listen and hear and appreciate directions and ideas from other people is immensely valuable. And oh, by the way, you know all that swinging? you know, if you can hit a sharp edge and a little bit of a crack again and again accurately, that's a pretty good swing. So when he got to college, he was a 300 hitter in baseball, which is pretty good. You know, it worked out well, yeah. I had a good swing, you know, I'm kind of not so much now, but yeah. What, it, you know, so we benefited from, oh, and that older brother, he worked the heavy end of the saw. He rode crew in college. Whoa. And he became an engineering professor, teaching other people how to accomplish and do deeds and tasks. Interesting. Interesting story. And it's true. And they still love each other. They're like best friends. Isn't that nice? That's a good story, isn't it? But I just want you to try and experience and pay attention to and think about learning to do together. Sometimes it can be brothers. Sometimes it can be brother and sister. Sometimes husband and wife. Sometimes friends. Sometimes work acquaintances. Learning to love by doing together. Now, let's just try a little demonstration here. Hold on a second. I made a pretend saw. Come on, boys. You know, it's easier. It looks easier than it really is. So we'll see how this goes. You want to get on this in, Asher? All right. Now, this is my arm's the log, so start. All right, pretty good. All right, excellent. See, there's a trick to it, because with a saw, if you push it, it'll bind. If you pull it, the other person guides it, it cuts. And to get that rhythm down just right, takes a little doing. And it's like a metaphor, too, if you would, of a lot of things in life. You know, sort of like, okay, guys, thank you. Thank you very much. They did a really good job, yeah. Now, I mean, sometimes as adults, do we have more than, do we have a couple of people from the our board? Come on. Come on. All right, there we go. All right, let's see how you do it. Oh, you got the feel of it? Yeah. All right. There's hope for this church, folks. Thank you. Now, sometimes we think about people who are different from us and that we really can't get along with them, or we don't know them, or we don't think to. We miss so much if we don't see the possibilities and try doing something together. And sometimes we might even feel, well, this person's different because they don't hear well. Oh my goodness. Well, how would you coordinate if you can't hear? How do you communicate? Can you come up and, come on. All right. And you get on this end. Okay. Cool. All right. What a fun thing to be able to share. And it's not always working out in our world as it can, and sometimes in our own lives. And it's just so important, I think, that we remember that being together and learning to love is to be inclusive and doing what needs to be done and doing it together. And if for some reason it breaks down and we're not able to do it, then we take the time. In a family, is not one of the most important times when we just get together and have a meal together. And sometimes the issues and the problems of the day can kind of be talked about and shared. And by the doing together of that meal time together, love is there, and we're all the better for it. Or sometimes the ability in a meeting to say, wait a minute, we're going in different directions. We're into win-lose. My way or the highway. I've been reading a lot of that in the press. To have the ability to say, time out. Let there be kindness. That's another word for love, isn't it? You know, if you say, let's be loving in a business meeting or a government agency meeting, they look like you're some kind of sappy person. Okay, then let's use that other word in English that connotes, really gathers together some of what it means to be loving. Kindness. I'm kind to you and you're kind to me and life goes better. Yeah, and what if you say, time out. We're in to win and lose. Maybe we need to take a deep breath and say, what are we really doing here? What do we need to do? What is it all about? And let's begin to listen to each other and not just stake out positions. So, yeah, our whole world and each of us in our own lives needs time, needs doing that we may grow and learn more about what it is to love, right? Is it okay, Sherry? Carrie? We're good. Thank you.